سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فالحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة للمذاكرة في كتب العلم. ومعنا في هذا المجلس رياض الصالحين، كتاب رياض الصالحين، نكمل ما قد بدأنا به، فمرحبا بالجميع. نعم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى بجانب باشرد ستيدن فارد خطوة تحالي وتصدق فارد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يستبدون his speeches with. Whereby he stated verily all praise is due to Allah. We praise him, we seek his assistance, and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can cause to go astray, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. And then the Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to come together in continuation of these blessed gatherings, wherein we study the books of the ilm, or the books of religious knowledge, and with us tonight is the book entitled Riyad al-Salihin.
No.
Bismillah alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min wala. Yaqul musannif Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala fi kitabihi Riyad al-Salihin, باب الحلم والأناء والرفق. قال الله تعالى والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. وقال تعالى خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين.
الحلم والأناء والرفق، الحلم خلق جميل.
The Shaykh Abu Zahra say that these three qualities that are mentioned in the title of this chapter, the first one is Hilm. And the Shaykh Abu Zahra stated that this is a very beautiful quality that a person has in his character.
والحلم خلق جميل يبعث على تحمل أخطاء الآخرين وعدم ظهور ردة الفعل سريع.
The Shaykh Abu Zahra stated that this Hilm. This is a very beautiful aspect of one's character, and it is that aspect of his character which allows him or causes him to be patient or forbear the mistakes of others and not be hasty and in responding, or not be hasty in one's response to the mistakes of others.
والأناء
التريث. The second attribute, الأناء.
التريث وعدم الاستعجال.
It is when the individual is not hasty, he is deliberate, and he is not hasty in his affairs.
والرفق.
And the third quality, الرفق, or gentleness and kindness,
هو نوع من امتصاص ردة الفعل وعدم المقابلة بالمثل.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that this rifq, or this kindness and gentleness, what it is forbearing what an individual may do from a mistake and not being, not responding to him in a like-minded fashion or manner.
وهذه الصفات إذا اجتمعت في رجل ساد قومه.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that these qualities, if they are found in an individual, that this individual becomes from the uppermost of his people.
وأصبح ذا شأن في صحبته.
And he is an individual whereby his companionship is sought.
فكل هذه الصفات الثلاث لا يملكها الحقود الحسود الغضوب.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that these three qualities, they are not possessed by the person who has jealousy, or the person who has enmity, or the person who is quick to get anger, to get angry.
وأتت الآيات القرآنية والأحاديث النبوية الصحيحة ما يحث على ذلك، وهذه من صفات وأخلاق الأنبياء والرسل وأتباعهم.
The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that there are many verses and authentic hadith which have come and exhort the individual to have these qualities. And the Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala further mentioned that these are the quality of the messengers and the prophets, and it is the quality of those people who follow the messengers and the prophets.
والكاظمين الغيظ.
In the first verse, whereby Allah mentions the meaning of those people who hold back their anger or subside their anger.
هذا معناه أن الإنسان بطبيعته البشرية يغضب.
The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that what this ayah denotes is that the individual, due to the fact that he is human and from the qualities of being human, is that the individual will get angry.
ويحصل له الغضب.
And it may be that it happens that this individual gets angry, or he experiences that which causes him to become angry.
ولكن الله امتدح من يكتم هذا الغيظ.
But Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has praised the individual who restricts or subsides his anger, or causes his anger to subside.
وكما أن الغضب فيه مذموم ففيه محمود.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Taala stated that this quality of being angry, just as there is a blameworthy aspect of it, there is also a praiseworthy aspect of it.
والغضب المحمود أن يغضب لله.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Taala stated that the praiseworthy becoming angry, or the praiseworthy anger, is when the individual becomes angry for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala.
أو إذا انتهكت محارم الله فيرى ذلك فيه.
Or if the boundaries set by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala have been transgressed, the individual becomes angry, and his anger is seen upon him in the face of these boundaries being transgressed.
والعافين عن الناس.
And the second quality mentioned in this verse, the meaning of والعافين عن الناس, those who pardon or overlook the faults of others.
لا يعفو عند قدرة إلا كريم نفس.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that an individual does not pardon, or one does not pardon, when he has the ability to take somebody to account or seek retribution, except the individual who is kareem al-nafs, this individual is noble or honor or generous.
Al-khata min al-nas yahsul.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that mistakes committed by people with regards to other people, this happens and this will happen.
وموجب العقوبات يحصل.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that people will encounter or fall into that which denotes or which necessitates them being punished due to certain things that they may do or say.
وإنفاذ ذلك حقه.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in carrying that out is the right or what this person deserves.
لكن العفو.
But this quality of العفو, or this quality of pardoning,
خير من ذلك.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this quality of pardoning is better than seeking retribution.
لأن هؤلاء يحبهم الله والله يحب المحسنين. فمن كظم غيظه وعفى هذه من صفات أهل الإحسان.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that due to these qualities, these are people that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves, as Allah mentions later in this verse, the meaning of that Allah loves those who are muhsineen, or those who do good. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that these three qualities are from the manifestation of the ihsan, or doing good.
قد يحصل سلوك أو تصرف يبعث على الغضب.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it may happen that a person's mannerisms or something he does causes others to become angry.
من صديق.
From, it may be from a friend.
أو أهل.
Or it may be from one's wife or family members.
أو قريب.
Or a relative.
أو بين الأزواج.
Or between married individuals.
أو بين الجيران.
Or between neighbors.
أو بين زملاء العمل.
Or it may be colleagues at work. Something may happen between colleagues at work.
أو الرئيس المرؤوس.
Or, for example, the person who is in charge and knows under his responsibility.
بشر يحصل هذا كله.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that with the nature of human interactions is that these things will happen.
لست بحاجة أن يظهر غضبك عليك.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that you are not in need of showing the anger or letting your anger manifest itself upon you or being witnessed from you or exhibited from you or seen upon you.
تكتم غيظك.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated restricting or holding back your anger.
لست بحاجة إلى أن يعلو صوتك.
There is not a need for you to raise your voice.
تنتفخ أوزاجك.
Or for example, your cheeks to become inflamed or your veins becoming enlarged because if you are raising your voice or being angry.
I see how you can translate. جزاك الله خير. طيب. أو تتحرك يديك.
Or, for example, because this person is angry, he starts to move his hands in a wild manner.
قد يحصل أحيانا شيء منك في الصباح. اصبر ربما بعد الصباح يأتي الليل وقد ذهب ذلك الأمر. لا تستعجل، اخرج من المكان، اجلس إن كنت واقف، اضطجع إن كنت جالس، قم توضأ، كل الأشياء التي تضعف هذا الغضب. كل هذا.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if something happens which causes you to become angry, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that you should do things to calm yourself and restrict this anger. If something happens to you in the morning, it may be that by the time night comes, you'll have forgotten the issue. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the individual should do things which help which helps this anger to subside. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala gave several examples. If the person is standing while he's angry, he sits down to subside this anger. If he's sitting down and he becomes angry, he lays down. Another thing that the individual can do is he can make wudu. Another thing that the individual can do is leave the place that he is in upon experiencing this anger. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there are several things the individual could do to restrict or subside this anger.
السنه اتت بذلك.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that these things have come within the sunnah. They have been authentically narrated within the sunnah.
إن مما يعين في كذب الغيظ كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أما إنه لو قال كلمة لذهب عنه ذلك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that restricting this anger, it comes in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that if the individual sought refuge from Allah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this would have done away with the individual's anger. So this is something that the individual can do, is recite this zikr upon experiencing this anger.
أيها الإخوة، وقت الغضب الصورة أمامك لا تكون واضحة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated, dear brothers, the time when an individual is angry or he's experiencing this anger, the image that is in front of him is not a clear image.
إذا كانت الصورة غير واضحة لا يمكن أن يكون تصور الشيء على الوضع الصحيح.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that as a result, if the image that this individual is looking at or perceives, if that is not clear, then the behavior or what he does, which is built upon that anger or based upon that anger, that is not going to be correct because what this individual visualizes or sees is not correct to begin with.
يعني وقت الغضب حالة شيطانية.
Because at the
climate of the
at the point of becoming angry, this is a time of shaytan. It is a time when shaytan has taken over.
والشيطان يجري من ابن آدم مجرى الدم.
And as has come in the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the shaytan traverses through the blood of Bani Adam, or he traverses through his body like the running of blood through his veins.
فتجده يغضب.
So you find that he becomes angry.
وينتفخ.
And this individual, it is as if he is swollen because of this anger. ويشعر
باضطراب في جوارحه وفوران في دمه.
And you find that this individual, he actually experiences this, he can feel this blood rushing to the extent that he may even shake and tremble due to this anger.
حالة غليان.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that this is like the boiling point.
الماء الصافي تستطيع أن تنظر الصورة واضحة فيه، ولكن عندما يغلي لا يرى شيء.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala drew the example. He said, water, when it is calm or it is not being boiled, when you look at it, it is clear. The image you see is clear. But when it is boiled or it is at the boiling point, it is trembling and shaking and the image is not clear.
الذي يريد أن يعرف كيف يتصور الغضوب الحقائق كمن يريد أن يرى صورة في الماء الذي يغلي.
And the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that for the individual who wants to conceptualize how the angry person visualizes things, it is like looking at boiling water, trying to see through the water. This is how the angry person perceives what is in front of him.
فغالبا ما بعد الغضب أمور غير محمودة والعذر منها كثير.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that in the majority of cases, that which transpires or happens after the individual becomes angry, they are blameworthy things, and they are things that the individual will excuse himself from after doing.
غالب ما يكون في المحاكم والشرط ما يعادل أكثر من 80% بسبب الغضب.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that in the majority of court cases, and the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave the number of 80% or more of the court cases, the resulting effect or what transpired, the reason behind it was due to anger, or the people becoming angry and not being able to control themselves in the face of this anger.
غالب المشاكل الاجتماعية ما بين الأسر أو ما بين الزوجين أو ما بين الأبناء الغضب له نسبة كبيرة في حصول هذه المشاكل.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that likewise within the society and societal relations, whether it be from children and parents or from siblings, the majority of problems are caused because of a person becoming angry and not being able to control his anger.
أتى رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أوصني.
It comes in an authentic hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a man came to him and he said, O رسول الله, or O Messenger of Allah, admonish me or give me advice.
قال لا تغضب.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his answer was, do not become angry.
أوصني.
And the individual repeated himself, advise me.
قال لا تغضب.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم again stated, do not become angry.
فرددها ثلاثة.
And the individual, he repeated this three times. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's answer is the same answer each of the three times.
اللي بعد.
وقال تعالى ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. وقال تعالى
وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهل.
And the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him enough and take the path of overlooking and forgiving.
أقبل أقبل الصح هذا العفو أقبله بادر به.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that this is that this is an encouragement to overlook and pardon.
وأمر بالعرف.
And
الأمر المعروف على التوحيد.
And the Shaykh means in the second part of this verse, وَأْمَرْ بِالْعُرْفِ يعني to command that which is good.
وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ بِجَمِيعِ أَنْوَاعِهِمْ يعني الشرك والبدع والفسوق والعصيان.
And neither of those who are jahilin or the ignorant people, and the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there are different manifestations of them. It could be with regards to the people of bid'ah. It could be with regards to the people of sin and open transgression and open disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إذا دفعت التي هي أسوأ بالتي هي أحسن دنا منك البعيد.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that if you avoid that which is bad by doing that which is good, you have brought that person that is far away, you have brought him in closer to you.
وكان من بينك وبينه عداوة ينقلب كأنه ولي حميم.
And the resulting effect is that this individual who there may be some sort of animosity between you all because of you pushing off that which is bad by exhibiting that which is better. It brings this person closer to the extent that you will be close friends.
Badr.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated badly and hastened to implement these qualities.
بحاجة إلى مجاهدة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this necessitates that the individual strives against himself.
غير تبعك.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said, change your natural disposition or your personality.
غير سلوكك.
And change your behaviors or certain elements of your behavior.
إلى متى وأنت الذي دائما يخطأ عليك وأنت الذي لم تفعل ولم بادر بالعفو.
The Shaykh Hafizullah said that how long will you wait until the person who there have been mistakes that emanated from? The Shaykh Hafizullah said it hastens to demonstrate this quality of pardoning.
Al-afu wa samah laysa dalilun ala dha'fin wa khawar wa jubun.
The Shaykh Hafizullah said that overlooking the faults of others and pardoning, that this is not a manifestation of weakness or being afraid.
بل إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس الشديد بالصرعة بل الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب.
And it comes in an authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the one who is shadeed or the one who is strong is not the one who can overpower somebody physically, rather it is the person who can restrain his anger at the point of being angry.
وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. جعلنا الله وإياكم منه. ولمن صبر
وقال تعالى ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور
فيصبر على ما حصل له من الآخرين ويغفر لهم ما بدر منهم من زلات فالعفو سبب تملك القلوب.
The Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated that this individual is patient in the face of the mistakes that others may commit with regards to the rights of this individual. This individual is patient, he forgives, and he overlooks. And the Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated by demonstrating this quality of the abu, or overlooking, or pardoning, that by demonstrating this quality, the individual will possess the hearts of others.
إِنَّمَا يَحْصُلْ مِنْ الْعَبُ وَالسَّمَاحِ أشد مما يحصل من انتقام النفوس.
The Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated that the resulting effect from pardoning and overlooking, the resulting effect is greater with this quality of pardoning and overlooking than that which comes about if the person seeks retribution or seeks recompense from the person who has done him wrong.
أحيانا نخطئ في حق الآخرين.
The Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated that sometimes we may make mistakes with regards to the rights of others.
حقيقة, نخطئ.
And the Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated that this is a reality that we make mistakes with regards to the rights of others.
بالكلام, بالتصرف.
With regards to something we may say, with regards to the things that we may do, or certain behaviors that we exhibit.
بالسلوك, نخطئ. نحن بشر.
With regards to our behavior, we are humans. And it is from the natural disposition of humans that we make mistakes.
ونحب ونرغب ونتمنى أن من أخطأ في حقه أخطأنا في حقه ليسامحنا.
And we hope that this happens. We hope and we seek that the individual who we have made a mistake with regards to his right, or we have transgressed his rights, we hope that this individual will overlook what we have done, and we hope that he will pardon us and forgive us.
نفس هذه الأمور وهذه الأدبيات الآخرين لهم كذلك فأنت مارس العفو يمارس لك.
Likewise, if others commit wrongs with regards to us, they too would like to be pardoned, and they too would like you to overlook their faults. The Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated that the one who demonstrates these qualities will be demonstrated to him, or people will deal with him in a similar fashion or manner. And the Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated, if we make mistakes with regards to the rights of others, it is incumbent upon us to say, to apologize, to say that we have made a mistake.
إن لغة الاعتذار كأن تسكب الماء على النار.
And the Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated that the language of excusing oneself or asking somebody to excuse him or pardon him, this is like water being poured upon the fire.
أما إذا كل تمسك بموقفه وأنا صاحب الحق ولا يبالي بالآخر تستمر المشكلة.
But if everybody restricts himself to simply saying I am the person who is upon the truth, I am upon the truth, and saying like that and not pardoning and overlooking, the Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated that problems will be exasperated and they will increase.
ولذلك قال لمن عزم الأمور أي لا يقواها إلا ذو عزيمة.
And the Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated that the individual does not exhibit these qualities except the person who is doing the azima, or the person who has an extreme amount of fortitude or forbearance, resoluteness. And the Shaykh Hafizullah ta'ala stated that he went into a lengthy explanation of this. Because this character and these attributes of character, we are in need of exhibiting them and demonstrating them and possessing them.
لأنها واقع حياة.
Because
أمر يومي معنا.
It is something that we will practice on a daily basis and that we are near practicing on a daily basis.
إذا رزقنا هذه الأشياء تعيش يا عبد الله في درجة عالية من الراحة والقناعة والاطمئنان والهدوء النفسي.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that if we demonstrate and possess these qualities, we will live with tranquility and calmness and peace of mind due to the fact that we have demonstrated and exhibited these qualities that have been mentioned.
وهي مطالب عليا بعد التوحيد والاتباع.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that these are from the lofty things that are requested from the individual after the loftiness of Tawheed.
نعم. والاتباع.
Tawheed and اتباع are following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. These are lofty and they come after Tawheed and following the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأسجع عبد القيس إن فيك خصلتين يحبهم الله العلم والعناء رواه مسلم.
نعم. هذه خصلتان الحلم والعناء تكلمنا عنها وهي صفتان جبليتان ومكتسبتان.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى سيد ذلك The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions to this companion that you have two qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala further explained that these two qualities, they are qualities that a person may be born with, and they are qualities that a person can acquire.
ما معنى جبلية؟
And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala is explaining the first part, جبلية, the person.
أي في طبع الإنسان وخلقته كما هو شكل وجهه وعينه. خلقه الله هكذا فمن الناس من خلقهم الله وفيهم صفة الهدوء والحلم.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is explaining this that a person may be created from the time of his creation just like the way he looks and his facial features the features of this person's personality from the time Allah created him is that he was created possessing these qualities this quality of ilm and this quality of ana it is from the qualities of his personality that he was born with.
هل بالإمكان من كان شخص فيه شيء من العجلة أن يقوم سلوكه ويصبح فيه شيء من الحلم؟ نعم. ما الدليل على ذلك؟ حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما العلم بالتعلم وإنما الحلم بالتحلم فمن سأل الخير أعطيه ومن اتقى الشر أقيه.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that if an individual has been created or from his natural disposition or his personality, the characteristics of his personality is that this person is hasty or he rushes into affairs or he rushes into making decisions. Can this person acquire the quality of having him? Yes. What is the proof of that? It comes in a hadith, an authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, "Inna min al-'ilm bit-ta'allum." Knowledge is attained by the person seeking knowledge. Hilm, or this quality of hilm, is acquired by the person striving against himself to demonstrate or possess this quality. And it comes in the latter part of this hadith that the person who asks, he is given, and the person who seeks refuge from evil, he is protected. So the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is a quality that can be acquired. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق في الأمر كله متفق عليه وعنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق ويعطي على الرفق ما لا يعطي على العلم وما لا يعطي على ما سواه رواه مسلم وعنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الرفق لا يكون في شيء إلا زانه ولا ينزع من شيء إلا شانه رواه مسلم.
إذن وجود الرفق في الأشياء مجمل لها والعدامة عنها مسيء مشين لها.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that this quality of rifq or gentleness and kindness, that if it is in someone, it is from those qualities which beautify and adorn, that a person is adorned with. It adorns, helps the person, or the person adorns himself with it. And if it is removed, or if it is absent in the individual, then it is that which causes, or it is the opposite of adornment, and it is an ugly attribute or repulsive attribute, the absence of being gentle or kind.
بمعنى ليكن أمرك بالمعروف بالمعروف والرفق، وليكن نهيك عن المنكر بالمعروف والرفق بالهدوء.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that, in other words, when the individual commands to good, it should be done with that which is good and gentleness and kindness. Likewise, if the person forbids from that which is evil, it should be done with that which is good, and it should have or include gentleness and kindness.
تعاملك سلوكك ردة فعلك.
Your dealings with people, your mannerisms, the responses that you exhibit with regards to the statements and actions of others.
اللي بعده.
وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: بال أعرابي في المسجد فقام الناس إليه ليقعوا فيه فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: دعوه وعريقوا على بوله سجنا من ماء أو دلوم من ماء، فإنما بعثتم ميسرين ولم تبعثوا معسرين. رواه البخاري.
إذن أريقوا على بوله سجلا من ماء، هذا الإراقة، هذه الإراقة تنظيفا له بتكاثر الماء، عرفنا حكم. لكن الشاهد من إراد هذا الحديث هنا أنهم أنكروا عليه به بشدة، والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال على رسلكم، لأن المنكر وقع الآن، اتيانهم له بهذه الشدة ربما يوسخ نفسه، ملابسه، مكان أكثر، يبتعد عنهم، تنكشف عورته، أشياء كثيرة تحصل. المنكر حصل، لكن إنكار المنكر بالرفق.
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى stated that with regards to this Bedouin individual who urinated in the masjid, the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala states that we know the ruling of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The ruling with regards to the hukm is that the water is poured on where the person has urinated. But what is to be benefited from this hadith is how the companions dealt with this individual. Their immediate response was that they were going to deal with this Bedouin in a very harsh manner. And the Prophet ﷺ told them to not hasten, to calm down. Why? Because if they were to deal with him in this severe manner, it would have led to a greater munkar. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave examples. For example, this person's aura may have been exhibited. The person, he may have urinated in more than one spot or on someone else. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the fact that the Prophet ﷺ told them to deal with this individual with kindness and gentleness, this was the lesser of the two affairs. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what is benefited from this hadith is that when the individual makes inkar, or he forbids that which is evil, that it is to be done with gentleness and kindness.
بإمكانك إصلاح.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is a possibility, or it is within your ability to have or to do إصلاح, to rectify a situation.
الحق الذي معك يكفي عن أن ترفع صوتك أو تشير بيدك.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that if you're upon the haq, if the truth that is with you suffices you to not raise your voice or to not show with your hand or exhibit hand motions.
لا يمارس ذلك إلا من يفقد الحجة.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the individual who practices this, it is the individual who doesn't have a hujjah, or he doesn't possess proof or demand for what it is he's saying.
فيستعين بالصياح ورفع الصوت واضطراب الجسد حتى يهيب من أمامه.
So he seeks help by raising his voice and his movements of his hand, so that he may cause the person who is in front of him to have fear. And this is the position that he takes because he doesn't possess hujjah, so he does these things to show his strength.
سلوك تخويف.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is a manner which is takhweef or causes fear for the person who is being spoken to or dealt with in this manner.
وهذا تمارسه كل ذوات الطبع العدائي.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is practiced by individuals who have طبع
العدائي.
the quality of
العداء. يعني مثل القط عندما ينتفخ والفيل عندما يأتي بأذنيه والإنسان عندما ينفخ ملابسه, كل هذه أساليب عدوانية.
غضب. This is the behavior of predatory animals that when they get angry they have to do something to basically be an attack mode.
ولا تعارض مع أن النبي على المنبر كأنه خطيب جيش صبحكم مساكم, لأنه خطاب عام بخلاف الشخص الذي أمامك. يأتيه رجل فيقول رسول الله ائذن لي بالزنا, فيقول أترضى لأمك, أترضى لأختك, أترضى وهكذا يحاوره وينصحه لأن حديث خاص مع شخص ينصحه. أما حديث أمام الجميع فكأنما صبحكم مساكم وهو على المنبر, يظهر ذلك في بيانه للحق صلى الله عليه وسلم, خطاب الجميع. أما الشخص الذي أمامك لست بحاجة أن تستخدم هذه الأشياء, الحق الذي معك يكفي أنه يقبل ويستجيب. نعم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that there is no contradiction between what is coming out of authentic hadith whereby those hadith that describe the mannerism of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would give the khutbah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would give the khutbah in a manner as if he was warning the people from an incoming army, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would raise his voice in doing so. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this was due to the fact that there was the khutbah and the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, it was a general assembly, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not addressing one single individual, rather he was addressing everybody in a general sense. But in a one-on-one dealings, it comes in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the gentleness and kindness that he exhibited towards his companions. The companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this individual said, "Oh Rasulullah, permit me to make zina." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his response? His response was not to be hasty or scream at this individual. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dialogued with this individual, and he asked this individual calmly and kindly, he said, "Would you like this to be done with your mother? Would you like this to be done with your sister?" This was the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his kindness and gentleness.
والجواب منه لا لا.
And of course the individual, he responded, "No, no." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with this individual in a calm dialogue.
ولم يرفع عليه رسول الله الصوت ولم يمد عليه يد.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't raise his voice, nor did he show or point his hand or finger at this individual whilst
كذلك الشخص الذي بال في المسجد. الآن لو يبول شخص في المسجد ماذا سنصنع به؟
Likewise, in this hadith with the individual when he urinated in the masjid, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave us the question or posed the question to us. What would happen today if a person urinated in the masjid? What would happen? What would be the response of the people?
هناك فرق بين التنظير والتطبيق.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that there is a difference between knowing this is a warning and actual implementing these policies.
هذه النصوص,
these textual evidences,
لابد أن تكون واقعا تطبيقيا في حياتنا.
There must be a practical, or there must be practical implementation of these qualities that have been demonstrated, and the Muslims have been encouraged to practice them and illustrate them in their behaviors. We must implement them.
لا تظن أن السنة,
don't think that the sunnah,
أو التمسك بها,
or adhering and clinging to the sunnah,
أو اتباع السلف, أو أن تكون سلفيا, or تمارس هذه السلوكيات,
or following the sunnah and being firm in following the sunnah and the salaf, or being upon salafia, that it doesn't encompass following these qualities or exhibiting these qualities.
إذن لنقتدي ونهتدي بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Rather we follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in everything that he did.
وفرق بين ما يعامل إخوانه بهذه الأساليب مع معاملة أهل الشرك وأهل البدع.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there is a difference between the individual who exhibits these qualities with his brothers and his friends, and the qualities that he is to exhibit with the people of shirk or the people of bid'ah.
هذا حديث آخر.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is another issue.
حديثنا من يمارس مع إخوانه بعض الأساليب التي هي من حق أهل الكفر أو أهل البدع أو أهل الشرك.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is, these are qualities that the individual deals with his brothers with, and with regards to the people of disbelief, or the people of shirk, or the people of bid'ah, or innovations in the religion, then this is another issue in and of itself.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يسروا ولا تعسروا وبشروا ولا تنفروا متفق عليه.
اشرح.
The coming hadith on the authority of Anas that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, facilitate or make the affairs easy, do not make them unnecessarily difficult, give glad tidings, and don't push the people away.
صلى الله عليه وسلم اختصر كل ما كنا نقوله من ذلك.
لشيخ
حبيب الله جوامع الكلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that from the qualities of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is that he was giving comprehensive kalam or comprehensive speech. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would say a minimal amount of words and they would be built upon or comprised very great meaning. And from this, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this sentence is a summary of what we spoke about, what we previously spoke about. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من يحرم الرفق يحرم الخير كله رواه مسلم.
لأن الرفق عواقبه خير وانعدامه شر.
Why? Because the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this kindness and gentleness, the recompense or the resultant effect is good. And if this is missing, the resultant effect is that which is evil or bad. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصني قال لا تغضب فرد المرارة قال لا تغضب رواه البخاري.
مر بنا.
عن الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى من حديث الذي